joining us on the phone lines. It's Brad Hawkins, our state senator. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, is it smoky? You're up here, right, in our area, so it must be smoky.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely smoky. And in fact, I was up in Chelan last week, and it was starting to get smoky. It seems a little bit better down here in the Wenatchee Valley, at least this morning, than what it was yesterday.
Yeah, the rating is in Wenatchee, it's 154. So you're right, it is a little better there. Hey, as you're in the area, you've been talking about short-term rentals and the need to have workforce housing. How did that meeting go yesterday?
Well, it went really well. I know that the issue of affordable housing and short-term rentals is a very big and passionate topic in Chelan County and around your KOZI community up there in Chelan and Manson. And yesterday, I had a visit from one of my Senate colleagues, and this is something we often do as legislators, as we visit each other's districts and stay in touch. And I'm very grateful that I've had and developed a good working relationship with many bipartisan legislators. And so Senator Liz Lovelett from the 40th District, she represents Anacortes and the San Juan Islands and a portion of Whatcom and Skagit counties, visited, and she reached out to me. And so I set up an opportunity with the Chelan County Commissioners to have a discussion with her. And our Chelan County Commissioners were very hospitable and put us on the agenda. And we had a really good conversation. And one of the issues that Senator Lovelett discussed, and she happens to be the chair of the Senate's local government committee, is affordable housing. And she had a bill last legislative session to allow city councils to place a flexible tax on short-term rentals, like through Airbnb, if they have, or VRBO, I guess is the other one, if they have an online platform. So it's something totally at the discretion of the city councils. She had that bill. It did not make it all the way through, but it almost did. It passed the Senate and passed many committees in the House of Representatives, but came up just a little short. So she talked a little bit about, you know, reapplying that bill again this upcoming session.
Well, and it's one of those things that, of course, is in everybody's mind as we take a look at the rentals and workforce housing and everything around here. One of the things that happened before that meeting is you met with the chairman of the government committee. What was the results of that meeting?
Well, I've had some good meetings, and as I mentioned, Senator Lovelett is the chair of the Senate Local Government Committee, and so that's why I thought it would be helpful to bring her before the Chelan County Commissioners, who have an interest in a lot of local government issues, both at the local level with Chelan County, but also our county commissioners have an active role in their statewide county association. And so they talked a little bit about the county association statewide developing legislative priorities. So it was a really good conversation. Commissioner Gehring, Smith, and Overbay asked some really good questions. And I think they were impressed with Chair Lovelett's knowledge of the various issues. She, as you can imagine, representing the San Juan Islands and a portion of the Whatcom County, Bellingham area, she's one of the more progressive legislators in the Senate. So we don't always agree on everything, but we do have a really good working relationship. We've talked about environmental issues, housing issues, Growth Management Act, and other things. So she had a good discussion with the commissioners, and the commissioners asked some really good questions too.
Are there things that, as you hear those questions, that you take back to Olympia as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed the conversation and just the chance to learn more by listening. But also, I see my job as an opportunity to help our counties and other officials make connections with other legislators, because if they have an issue at the local government level, it's going to go through her committee and they're going to find themselves testifying, and they have, before her committee or communicating with her on issues. And so to the extent that she's coming into our area and I can help facilitate a connection with our county government, it just, I think, puts us as a region in a better position to be successful in the legislature in building those relationships. So I was happy to do that.
We're talking with our state senator, Brad Hawkins. Brad, of course, coming up, you're a couple weeks away from your listening tour.
Yes, very excited about my annual listening tour. This is something I started 7 years ago, soon after getting elected to the Senate. This year's listening tour is September 5th through the 8th. It's divided between the Chelan County, East Wenatchee area, and the western portion of the newly configured 12th district. But it's really a great opportunity to connect with community members, to hear their concerns or their thoughts or ideas. Some of the things brought to me during past listening tours have turned into budget requests or legislation that has made it into the budget and have been approved. And some of the projects now, since it's been 7 years, that originated as an idea during a listening tour have actually been funded and completed. And so we have a great thing going with this. And it happens every fall. So it gives me a chance to kind of get my head on straight as we look ahead towards the session. It also gives me time to kind of prepare those budget requests or legislative ideas to kind of get the best opportunity for success. So looking forward to everybody's participation September 5th through the 8th. But in case people can't participate, they can always reach out to me through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. But keep your eyes and ear out for more information about the listening tour, because we are announcing it today. We are sending out information. And I guess for the KOZI listeners, we're breaking the news today on KOZI Radio. So
perfect.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Perfect. State Senator Brad Hawkins, thanks so much for your time here on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Take care.